Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, my God. Are the Ravens about to go on a run from the Baltimore Sun? Let's welcome into the show for the first time on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Sam Cohn. Sam, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan.
How you guys doing? Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate your time. And, you know, 10 days ago, we're looking at the Ravens at 1-5, not feeling optimistic. Matter of fact, I was asking the question on the show, can the Ravens get to 5-5 by the Jets? Me and Nolan said no. Vinny said yes. I mean, the assumption was that Lamar would be back. Sooner or later, he's back. They won one game. They got the win over the Bears with Tyler Huntley. So now, the season in just 10 days, how has the tone changed within the locker room, out at one winning drive, as all of a sudden, given the mediocrity of the division, the Ravens going from biggest disappointment in the NFL to a team that still may be able to win the division when it's all said and done?
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly things can change, right? I think it was Alohi Gilman said in Miami the other night, like, the NFL is a crazy sport. It's a crazy game. Things can change really quickly. And there's no better example of that than the Ravens. I mean, in 5-6 days, the entire tenor of their season changed from, you know, this season's on the brink. Let's start thinking about writing postmortems and obituaries. And let's start thinking about, you know, if the Ravens are going to, what they're going to do at the deadline to maybe start preparing for next year. And 6 days later, they have two wins under their belt. The schedule softens pretty quickly. They have a healthy quarterback. And to your question, I mean, the energy is a lot different. The Ravens were steadfast for the first 6, 7, 8 weeks of, you know, we believe we can do it. But they were a little tense when they said that. Like, there was a clear, it was clear, like, they didn't lose confidence, but they said it almost because they had to. And they said it because they probably felt it, but they still never really showed that they felt it. It was just kind of words at that point. And then 5, 6 days later, I mean, these guys are smiling a lot more in the locker room, and the energy and the excitement seems to be there. I think they're very aware that it's only two games. Like, they won two, but they also just won two. It's, you know, they didn't do the whole thing. They got a long season to go, but they showed themselves more than anything that they can do this. I think there was a lot in the early weeks of the season of knowing, okay, they have the talent, but they just weren't able to do it, and it goes a long way when you can stack two wins and show yourself, re-inject some self-confidence and a reminder of who they are.
Hey, Sam, how surprised were you that Jaire Alexander got chipped out Saturday night?
Not surprised is not the word I would use. I think it felt inevitable that the Jaire Alexander experiment was not going to last. The messaging around what he was and what he would be changed throughout the season. Obviously, there was missed time in camp. He was ramping up. They had this idea that he was going to be the Jaire that they thought he could be. And you saw what happened in Buffalo. He's forced to play against Houston, but when they're healthy, scratching him over and over again, and then when he does suit up but doesn't play a single snap, it becomes pretty clear what they think of him. And the fact that they don't feel like he's going to be a serious contributor. Chido Bea Uzie coming back from injury. He's been quietly one of their better defensive backs this season. There's a world where someone gets hurt. You need a warm body out there. But I think it became clear pretty quickly that they didn't see a path for him to play. And it also opens up some money in their cap to potentially make a deal between now and 4 p.m. So I think it was clear that it wasn't going to last, even if guys liked him and he was an energetic personality in the locker room. It became clear that the path to playing just wasn't there, and it seemed they didn't have enough trust in him. The decision to actually move on from him is probably indicative of there being more to come by 4 p.m. tomorrow.
All right, Sam, I want Bradley Chubb before 4 p.m. tomorrow. What do you think the odds on that happening are? Because I thought he played extremely well against the Ravens the other night. Ask Patrick Ricard.
Yeah, I was going to say it was easy for Ravens fans to look at that game on Thursday and say, well, there's two guys right there across the line of scrimmage who put Pancake Pat on his butt. You know, maybe they look good in purple. And obviously one of them comes off the board this morning in Jalen Phillips. I think Bradley Chubb would be a great addition. Obviously, he's had injury concerns. With any player, you're taking a risk, but the asking price for Bradley Chubb and for a lot of guys who could be serious contributors for the Ravens in the back half of the season is going to dwindle as it gets closer to 4 p.m. when they don't get moved. So I think a lot of teams are going to start high, and if the Ravens can stay in the mix for someone like him, if they feel confident enough in his injury history, and they feel confident that they can keep him on the field, that he can be a quick contributor, then I think that's one of the top names to look out for. It's just a matter of what is Miami willing to settle for on moving a guy like that, knowing that no matter what, they're going to be sellers. But I'm with you. I think the idea of bringing in Bradley Chubb would be great if he can come in and be a game wrecker if he can stay healthy. And I think that people might have forgotten they're also getting Carl Lawson back, presumably this week in Minnesota, who they got 2 weeks ago. They signed 2 weeks ago, and should offer a little bit of help there too.
Well, your opinion of their pass rush thus far? I think Green is showing a pulse. The other two guys, Vannoy and Ajabo. Vannoy's starting to look older, and Ajabo is a magnetic man.
Yes, I'm with you. I don't think I think by now they know what they have in David Ajabo, and it's not much. I don't think there are many people who expected him to be playing at this point as much as he is. That was always going to be a sign that things weren't going well if David Ajabo was playing this much. Kyle Van Noy, going into the season, my take on Kyle Van Noy was if he gives you half or two-thirds of the production that he gave you last year, you're in good shape. He has not really gotten close to that in terms of sack totals. To lose Tavius Robinson, who is not exactly a, you know, 7-plus sack guy, but he was playing well, and he plugs up holes, and he opens up room for other guys. To lose him to injury is tough. It seems Mike Green is starting to turn a corner. I don't think anyone who watched that last play before halftime would feel comfortable crediting Mike Green with his second sack of the season on Tua, because Tua Tagovailoa was more on the quarterback to come down. But he did get his first sack, and it looks like Mike Green is really turning a corner. But like you said, I mean, they need to address this in some capacity if they're going to make a real run, because although the schedule softens, there's a real path the AFC North in a crummy AFC North to win the division for a third straight year, there's a path to making the playoffs. You don't beat the Bills, you don't beat the Chiefs, you don't win in January if you can't win at the line of scrimmage. So they need to shore this up in some way or another.
Sam Cohn, Baltimore Sun, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Sam, last thing for you. Minnesota coming up there. Ravens, 3.5-point favorites. Minnesota did get to Jared Goff 5 times yesterday in that win. Concern level with the Ravens O-line against this Vikings defense is what ahead of Sunday's kickoff?
I think, as you get further in the week, I'll sort of dig into this a little bit more. But looking ahead, I think I'm probably going to pick the Ravens. I think they have enough. They can get creative enough, and their offense has shown enough. With obviously after Lamar Jackson got over some rust, that like they can do enough to mask up that issue. Surely the Vikings will get to Lamar as as we saw the Dolphins did and just about every team has against the Ravens this year. But they have enough creativity out of the backfield, and Todd Monken has the ability to do enough to move the ball around that it'll make it a little bit tougher and kind of mask up that issue in a not dissimilar way that Kyle Hamilton playing closer to the line of scrimmage can mask up a few of the issues or be a Band-Aid on a struggling pass rush.
Sam Cohen, Baltimore Sun. Sam, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us for the first time. Hopefully we'll talk to you many more times over the next few weeks here.
Hope so. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
Hey, Nolan, you telling me you don't get paid for these?
He's aware.
Okay, that's good. Keep coming back.
I mean, we just had a nice interview there. We no need to bring the mood down.
Yeah.
No need to start talking about the thing that everyone worries about.
We'll come back, whip around what happened in the World of Sports over weekend a lot. And then Rich Dubroff from BaltimoreBaseball.com. We'll talk about the Orioles introducing their new manager tomorrow. Changes already on the coaching staff and how they're going to get this roster situated. As the World Series is over, that means free agency starts in just a matter of days. Speaking of the World Series, maybe the greatest ball classic of them all. It's the most recent one, but it was pretty awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
All right, it's Monday. Still a victory Monday for the Ravens. They won 4 days ago, but it's all that matters, right? A win's a win. Gaining ground, perhaps, in the AFC North. Steelers beat the Colts. We'll get into that as the show progresses. We've talked about Maryland losing to Indiana 55-10 on Saturday. Terps have dropped 4 in a row, trying to get it back together as they head to Rutgers this Saturday, 2:30. FS1, a game you can hear on the Fan. Maryland is 1.5-point favorites. Rutgers lost to Illinois 35-13. So the Scarlet Knights, they're having a struggle city. Maryland hoops tonight. Men, they open against Coppin down at CFG. 6:30 tip. You can hear the game on the Fan. Pregame show starts at 5:30. Coppin coming off a 6-24 season, coached by Baltimore's own Larry Stewart, former Washington Bullet, former Coppin Eagle himself. As I like Buzz Williams, pretty much completely different roster. Maryland did get men's basketball commitment from Caden House, 47th ranked recruit. in class of 26. Eddie House's son, if you're an NBA fan, you know who Eddie is, out of Arizona. So after Junior County committed to UConn, old Buzz circled back, him and his crew, and Caden House popped on Friday, which was some very good news as far as recruiting is concerned there. Speaking of college football, outside of Maryland, North Texas beat Navy 31-17. Midshipman's first loss of the season, as they were playing from behind the entire time. North Texas 8-1.
Yeah, North Texas is good.
On the year, so Navy, they got Notre Dame coming up this week, though. So
it's going to be in South Bend.
Yeah, so the great start. 30.
What's the spread?
I don't have a spot in front of me.
It'll be a lot.
I got a computer in front of me. It's a brand new computer. Towson 62-9 over North Carolina A&T, and South Carolina State beat Morgan 36-30. That's your college football fun over the weekend. In the NBA, this cup thing that they're handing out, that all started. Oklahoma City took on New Orleans, and former Terp continues its great start to the 2025-26 season.
Falcons are doing more damage from the outside than inside right now.
He's averaging just over 8 points per game on the year. But they leave Wiggins wide open. You don't want to do it.
No, because he's going to make you pay. FanDuel Sports on the call. Aaron Wiggins, 3 of his 15. SGA, Nolan's favorite player, had 30. Derek Queen, another Terp, Baltimore guy. He had 4 points, 2 rebounds for the Pelicans. It was OKC, 137-106 over New Orleans. Thunder! Minus Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren. They're 7-0. For the Pelicans, however, 0-6. Ouch. Remember the old Aints from back in the day with the bags on their head? That was kind of the Dolphins against the Ravens on Thursday night. Knicks beat the Bulls 128-116. Kevin Huerter, 7 points, 3 boards, 2 assists for Chicago. Sticks at 12-5. Jalen Smith, former Terp, Baltimore, Mount St. Joe. But they suffered their first loss of the season. Jalen Brunson pumped in 31 for New York. Toronto beat Memphis 117-104. Emmanuel Quickley, another Baltimore guy. He had 9-4-3. Santi Aldama, Loyola, had 15-4-2. Cam Spencer, Loyola, Boys Latin, 4-4-4. Moses Malone for Memphis in the losing effort there. And it was the Lakers 130-120 over Miami. Jameer Young, former Terp, got a DNP, coach's decision. Luka Doncic had a triple-double for the Lakers as they pick up the win in that one. When we come back, we're going to talk about the World Series that ended on Saturday. An epic game. You can't get into too much hyperbole because it was awesome. Not even words can describe how awesome it was. Unless you're a Blue Jays fan where it sucks, you're probably still feeling that pain today. Now the Orioles trying to regroup. Nolan, what did I say all year long? The Orioles next year are going to be the Blue Jays this year. Well, I don't know. We'll talk to Rich Dubroff about that when we come back. Funhouse with Nolan. News from the Nest at noon. Buy or sell at 12:15. And Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. We'll talk about the National Football League almost 9 weeks in. Hey, the Bills beat the Chiefs during the regular season. It's almost like a guarantee. When are they going to start doing it in the playoffs?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An epic World Series where the Dodgers, for the first time since the Big Red Machine of the mid-70s, become the first National League team to win back-to-back titles. Here to talk about that. Oh, and by the way, the Orioles offseason, which is very much underway. New manager gets introduced tomorrow down at the Warehouse from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's Beanie and Haney with Nolan, Rich Dubroff. Rich, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, Bob. How are you doing?
Doing all right. And, you know, I want old geezer, and I'm not saying you're old, Rich, by any stretch of the imagination. But talking about the greatest World Series games of all time, and a lot of expert types think that Game 6 of the 75 World Series was the creme de la creme, and not necessarily disagreeing, but it was Game 6. And as Johnny Bench always said, yeah, the Red Sox won it in 6. No, there was a Game 7 where the Reds would win and win the first of the back-to-back. But for Game 7s, with all on the line, whatever cliche you want to use, what one is comparable to what we saw Saturday night? Because you had great defensive plays. You had some interesting drama with the umpires, as usual. You had every pitcher who could possibly throw the ball available to throw. I mean, the pitcher that won it, he won after pitching the night before. So tell me a Game 7 in baseball World Series lore that was better than the one we saw last night.
None of them. This was the best. This was the best I've ever seen. And I've watched World Series. You know, I am a little. I am a little older.
I was trying to.
You know, I realize. I realize that I've watched more than half the World Series there have been. I've watched since 1963, and this was the best World Series. The only one, Game Seven, I think that was close, was 2016 with the rain delay, Cleveland and the Cubs. I think that was. You know, I think that was a terrific Game Seven. This was better. This was well played. There was drama, and there were great story. There were great storylines throughout the World Series. You know, nuts like me staying up till 3 a.m. to watch 18 innings, and you know the way Game Six ended. This was the best World Series I've ever seen. Yeah, 75 was a great World. Was a great World Series. And one of the reasons that that was a great World Series was the baseball's ratings had been tumbling until then. And then all of a sudden people were talking baseball in 1975. And that's one of the reasons that it was considered great. And also because it was an East Coast team, the Red Sox, one that hadn't won in a long time. But the Game 7 was good that year, but this one was far and above better.
Now, Rich, I've been saying on the air, I don't want to keep belaboring the point because it's probably going to turn out to be wrong when it's all said and done. And I was saying this back in June, July, et cetera, that the Orioles next year are going to be what the Blue Jays were this year. For instance, Toronto finished last in the American League East in 2024. Now, what do the Orioles have to do to even snip the postseason, much less make a deep run into the postseason of 26, based on the current roster and everything that they have at their disposal right now?
Harrison, because yesterday I happened to look up what the World Series odds were for the Blue Jays at the beginning of this year, and they were 50-1. The odds for the Orioles right now for next year's World Series, and of course it's absurd to even put them out, 33-1. What the Orioles have to do is they have to have those young hitters Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holiday, Colton Cowser, Jordan Westbrook, they have to play well. They have to play better than they did this year. And that's the main thing. I think the pitching could actually be okay if they stay, you know, if they stay healthy and they add, you know, a starter or two and they redo the bullpen. I mean, that's a lot to do. But I think it's not nutty to think that the Orioles can be what the Blue Jays were last year. I mean, it's unlikely. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's not beyond the realm of my conception.
Now, in regards to pitching, and you mentioned the starters, what about the bullpen? I think if we look at the arms available, things are a little dicey right there. And, you know, the Devin Williamses of the world hitting pre-agency here after, you know, he's never recovered, it seems, from giving up the home run last year for the Brewers in the playoffs against the Mets. What's Elias going to do, or what should he do, I guess, because try to think like Mike Elias, is a futile attempt. What should the Orioles do to at least make the back end of the bullpen a little more reliable than it's been the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, well, I think what they're going to have to do is spend money on a high-end closer or trade for one if they can. I mean, if Edwin Diaz is out there, if Robert Suarez is out there, then, you know, those are two guys. And even Kenley Jansen, you know, Jansen, you know, people might sort of, you know, blanch because the Orioles had a bad experience in the second half of last year with Craig Kimbrell. But Kenley Jansen has still been, you know, pretty good. And if they could, you know, and if they could go and try and get him for a year or two, let's see how he does. And also, you know, they may look at one of the starters, Grayson Rodriguez and Tyler Wells, and think, oh, well, they might make a closer. I mean, one thing that they've been pretty good at is finding relievers out of nowhere who've been okay. I mean, Felix Bautista a few years ago was a marginal prospect. He wasn't on any of the top 30 lists. And he was, you know, he was terrific for him. But they've been able to, you can do that sometimes with relievers, you know, get a guy who's been a starter. Zach Britton was was not a very good starter for the Orioles. And then they made him a reliever. Jim Johnson was not a very good starter. So they can, you know, they've had some success and teams have had some success doing that in the past. So I think that, you know, finding a reliever is, you know, sometimes dicey, but it's not as hard necessarily as maybe finding a starter.
Hey, Rich, the three-headed monster talking tomorrow. Who are you most anxious to talk to, and what do you want to ask him?
Who am I most eager to talk to? Well, I don't know that none of them compare to being able to talk to you, Vinny.
But, that's right.
But, I'm really interested to hear what maybe David Rubenstein has to say about the team spending money. I think that he will, you know, what I think he'll say is that, you know, the money's there and that, you know, the Orioles will be competitive. I mean, I think that the Orioles are going to be surprisingly aggressive in the free agent market because I hate to use the old window is closing. The window is open, sort of cliche, but there is, you know, there 26 and 27 are big years for the Orioles. I mean, 26 in particular, because, you know, this is the time when those young guys that I talked about should be blossoming. And, you know, if they do, they need to capitalize on it because, you know, all these guys aren't going to be here forever. So I think the team is going to be very aggressive. Attendance was down last year. People were down on the club, and I think that they need to show people that they are, you know, that they're going to be aggressive, that they're serious about contending, and I think now is the time for them to do that.
Rich Dubroff, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com on this November 3rd with free agency looming here?
Yes, we have talk about the Orioles all, you know, all day, every day. You know, today I have some questions that we might pose to Craig Albernaz tomorrow. Looking forward to meeting him, and I think that'll be something that we'll be talking about for months. How's he going to do? What's his impact going to be? So, well, we'll be covering that at BaltimoreBaseball.com.
Rich, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Rich.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There's Rich Dubroff, everybody. We'll come back. Visit with Nolan McGraw. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. News from the Nats coming up top of the hour. Going to revisit the Ravens. Hey, they got to sit back and watch everybody play football last night, as it was a fun week for them. They won two games in 5 days. Pittsburgh won, though. That kind of put a damper on maybe them moving into within a game of first place. Counts of dough at 12:15. We'll talk Walt Williams. The Wizard will be joining us at 1:30. Maryland starts their season tonight against Coppin down at CFG, the old Civic Center. You can hear the game on 105.7 The Fan. Monday Night Football, Cowboys taking on the Cardinals. We'll look at our picks and do that one for tonight's game as well. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Edgewood. It's Jeremy. Jeremy, what's happening? Thanks for holding. How are you feeling?
Hey, you guys doing today, Bill? How you feeling?
Good.
What do you think of Lamar?
What's that?
I don't know. He said Bill. Who the hell's Bill?
I don't know.
What do you think about Lamar?
What's...
We got a bunch of insane people.
Yeah.
I'm as lost as Vinny here. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Bill, Lamar didn't play.
He had your names right when he called in.
He did.
Said, I want to talk to Bob and Vinny about the Ravens.
Maybe he was on another radio show.
Wow.
Maybe he's calling Bill. Two at the same time.
Yeah.
I thought Lamar played well.
Yeah.
He had a perfect rating.
Well, Ray knows what he's doing. Ray's ready to go.
That's right. Let's go get Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Yeah. You know, I called to lead the show, but I was on the phone with the tax man. So, you know, the tax man called. The treasure. Annapolis called. So...
Yeah, you better pick up that one.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't a spam call. Yeah, me either. It was really Annapolis.
Yeah,
but
they take your stuff.
Yes,
they tax man don't mess around.
Well, I'm in lien status, but we won't get into that right now. But you know, nevertheless, man. Real quick, I know y'all coming up on the top of the hour, and I don't normally call in this late. But what happened when we come to the game this weekend? I think. Sometimes when a team loses a championship after not being there for a long period of time, the fan base turn into petulant children and start rage baiting and mocking the winners. Like, listen, we get it. I don't appreciate Caleb Joseph, a decent Oriole when he was there, but I don't appreciate Caleb Joseph whining. You lost. You didn't have Yamamoto, and it is what it is. That's my opinion when it comes to that. Secondly, as I hang up the phone, Vinny, I want to say this to you. I know you got to get to the whip around and all that. Scheme. When you see what the Ravens did in 2023 with sacks and everything, when Mike McDonald was here, when Chuck Smith was rolling, you know, everybody had career highs in sacks. So now, turning around, you're seeing Oway breaking out now in with the Chargers. And, yeah, it's been, you know, it's been good for both sides, but how important moving forward do you weigh scheme when it comes to pass rush? Because it seems like you can have all the name brand players, but if you don't have the right scheme, look at what's going on as far as like a lack of pass rush or a lack of turnovers. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah. Because I know when Wink was here that you didn't have the ability to go in or out, you know, whatever you wanted. You know, if you wanted to counter back inside, you could, because Wink always wanted you, you know, to play your gap. So I don't know what they're doing at the Chargers, why Oway is
sacks in three games.
Yeah. And which, you know, he's doing well for himself. So I don't know. I mean, that was against Tennessee in that game on yesterday. So a lot of times guys, you know, because I see him do it, they line up Mike Green out on a 9 technique in a 3-point stance and let him go. And they're stunting and twisting. So I don't know how different the scheme is. I know who's getting a ton of sacks. Mike McDonald's defenses are getting a ton of sacks with just 4.
Yeah, they had 4 sacks last night.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if you missed the news, Jane Daniels dislocated left elbow, non-throwing elbow, but injury nonetheless. He's done for the year in all probability. And they were dropping like flies down at Pettit or whatever the hell it's called now.
Yeah. Lattimore tore his ACL. McCaffrey broke his collarbone. Yeah, so they got a lot of injuries last night.
And I didn't hear, getting to Ray's point about the Blue Jays, I didn't hear Caleb Joseph in the Whamulance last night, who's now part of their broadcast team, former Oriole. But they were 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position.
Yeesh.
And Hoffman gave up a home run to a guy that hadn't had a hit in a month with one out in the ninth. And kind of labored through that at bat on top of it. They had plenty of opportunities to win that series and didn't get it done. And it was an epic series, and the Dodgers win. They've got a hefty payroll, but Toronto's not exactly living in the low-rent district either. Nolan, we have time for another call, or what do you want to do here? Let's do it. He says thumbs up. Nolan McGraw sacrificing his own airtime for you, the people. Chris in Baltimore. Chris, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I really appreciate it. Vinny, I have two questions for you. Mike McDaniel's defense, they was basically rushing four men. Mm-hmm. What would it take for Eric DaCosta and the Ravens themselves to get to that level, to go back to rushing four men and dropping eight? Like, what kind of personnel can they go get? If not this year, who do they target for next year?
Well, it all depends where they finish up in the draft. Now, Seattle's also, Bob, they've got the former Gopher kid, Malfi. Is it Malfi? Their passer?
Boye Mafe.
Mafe, yeah. They got him on the trade block, too. And he doesn't play a lot for them. I mean, it's all about talent. That's what it's about. I mean, if Madubuike and Travis Jones were on the inside, that would help a lot. You know, because when Mike McDonald was here and Madubuike had 13.5 sacks, they were getting there with four.
Oh, he gone. I thought he said he had two questions.
Yeah, that was
that was just one. But it was a good question.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, trade deadline tomorrow, 4 o'clock in the NFL. What are the Ravens going to do? They've already made a couple of moves. They got Gilman for Owe, who's playing like Lawrence Taylor there with the Chargers. But Gilman has allowed Kyle Hamilton to relocate within the defense, which is good. They trade Jair Alexander, get a draft pick on top of it for a guy that didn't play. So we'll see what old EDC has up his sleeve. Eagles get Phillips from the Dolphins. So they landed a pass rusher, which is a big move there. Yeah. Is Miami in sell mode? We'll come back, talk more Ravens. It's news from the next time. Counts of dough, hopefully early week with buy or sell. Then Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Preview tonight's game, Cardinals and Cowboys at Buffalo. Hey, it's great. You can beat Kansas City in November and September and October. Even in December, when are you going to start beating them in January? And does any of this mean anything for Josh Allen? Because Lamar takes a lot of heat for not being able to do things. When's Josh Allen going to beat Mahomes with a Super Bowl on the line?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.